comes a time where one will reach a plateau if only focusing on one half of the body, the upper half in this case. So, I would like to guide you through the complement to my highest self meditation, bringing back balance to the body and ensuring consistent progress towards this goal of bringing in your power. Many speak of grounding, and I would like to explain exactly what this is. So, I'd like to remind you that your body is your playground. Rather than meditating on nothingness or emptiness, allowing whoever or whatever to program your thoughts without your consent, let your thoughts be your own and specific only to your own highest good. It is your own obligation to your body to always be aware of this, and then enforce this as law. As to what you allow to enter your body must always be and only be approved by you. So be the master of your own thoughts, and you will then find your feelings to only ever be of the most joyous of experiences. So instead, try implementing with the greatest intent in your meditations. I like to focus with absolute intensity using my divine willpower, that power you gain through opening your crown, loving and honoring the body, in truly knowing the wonderfulness that you are, if only to reflect on the beauty of all of nature and everyone. And with this intensely focused will, dive in and feel your multidimensional nature. Just as you would feel your own skin, you can feel every aspect of your being. And in the case of my previous video, we were feeling the unity heart, the core of your being, and flooding in all the brilliance of your soul. And that is such a beautiful thing. Just remember the importance to stay in the body. I have some more explaining to do about just that, this importance of grounding. So let's get started, and I'll share this information as we begin. This is not required, but you can kick off your shoes and socks, resting bare feet on the floor. Ultimately, I would suggest sitting or even laying down directly within nature for this grounding technique. But you can just as easily do this while you are walking around and interacting with people. Remember, your power is infinite. Your power, your desires, these are limited only by your own intent and the love that you fill it with. So, start by finding a comfortable position so that your entire body can relax, keeping your neck and your spine relatively straight. Let go of all your current thoughts and any emotions of the moment. Let all your activities of the day fade from your awareness. You're not thinking about what you did earlier or any plans of later. Anything you feel attached to your mental awareness, release this now and let it fall away from your body. Let it fall away from your aura. Begin feeling all the space around you opening up, freeing yourself from and clearing out everything and anything not of your natural divine state of pure joy. All that exists is this very moment. All that is love, the essence of all that you are made of. All is well, and all is as it should be. Your spiritual development is a beautiful joyride to ever greaterness, Be the grand wizard, owning and guiding every moment of this joyous process, rather than a slave to uncertainty. Let any remaining thoughts, any doubts of anything less than the wonderfulness that you are, fall away, because you are about to embrace the grandeur of just how beautiful you are, and anything less can simply not exist within this love you have for your body, within this vibratory frequency of the ever greaterness that you truly are. Summon up that divine willpower, your infinite power of intent, and feel the body, every aspect of the body. Feel the hairs on your skin. There may not be nerve endings in your hair, but it is part of you. Feel all your hair, all the skin of your entire body. Feel the space around you, your energy field, your aura. Nothing else surrounds you, nothing but your own brilliance ever radiating outward. Now feel all the body, inside from your muscles to your bones, the density of everything that you are. And hold into your awareness, specifically the bottoms of your feet, as you rest them on the floor. Maintain all that you feel in the body, all that you feel around the body, within your energetic field. Now add into your awareness all the incredible nurturing powers of nature, found in the magnificent goddess ray below, as it is just waiting to replenish and nourish your entire body. Tune in to the coded vibrations of this video, and hold this focus now as I explain more about the importance of grounding. There is a great infatuation with leaving the body and exploring higher dimensions. But this is where you are now. You came into nature with a physical body. You must fill the body with the light of your soul, so you can then have the power and the ability to raise your frequencies for those grander things so many are infatuated with. And for good reason, we're so close now. We experience this when we are sleeping. There is no reason to be leaving the body during the day. First, let's get that power into the body, so you can then begin accessing these higher dimensions as so many have aspired to do so. When you leave the body becomes weaker. When you ground the body, you rebuild and strengthen the body. Take a little fishing boat, for example. What does it do when it floats on top of the water? It just drifts around, unattached to anything. But when you throw an anchor out, you ground the boat. You give it a position in accordance to the dirt below. No more drifting or floating around aimlessly. Now take nature itself. What does one see when they look at a tree? They see the trunk and the branches and the leaves. Perhaps that's why this was never so obvious. Well, a tree is obviously much more than a trunk and the branches and the leaves. It is rooted into the dirt, just as you are doing now. Feeling the bottoms of the feet, anchoring in. Grow your roots now in this natural downward motion of life. natural for the trees. But ask yourself why people use the phrase growing up. Then just consider for a moment, what would the people of planet Earth be like if we too remembered to grow downward as well? The trees do it. So much of nature does this. I can assure you that the animals do this. They sleep naked on the earth. In most cases, nest deeply down into it. Perhaps this is what makes a body beautiful. There is a time to leave the body, going the other direction. You will feel this readiness as you regain your strength through grounding, feeling the space beneath the body, branching outward, rooting into the natural beauty that surrounds you. If you are indoors, break through those man-made structures in your path, just as the trees do. They don't stop when they hit concrete. They burrow straight through. Nature is relentless, unstoppable. This is what you must be. This is your divine willpower. You must be like nature and reclaim your beauty, your strength, your unrelenting force to be absolutely beautiful. As that is how you came into this world. This is everything that you are, love and joy and beauty. Reclaim your right to be beautiful. Grow your roots as vastly or deeply as your will desires. You have infinite power, infinite potential to grow. So expand your root system. Become the beauty that you are. Ever wonder why you do not remember your first few years of your life? What it is exactly you had forgotten? This is one of the greatest reasons so much was lost. This will ultimately help you regain these memories. But most importantly, strengthen your body. Just like nature, just like the trees, roots give trees strength from falling over. It has been forgotten by so many that all of these things of nature are directly interconnected to us. Just like us, where does a tree get its divine power? From a divine light source above. But where does it get its strength? How does it grow? By rooting into the ground, soaking up minerals and water. We are built the very same way. We strengthen ourselves by grounding our bodies. So do this now. Feel the roots of your being anchoring in, just as your intuition guides you to do so. Ever expanding, feel the elements of nature, our minerals and water. Feel them soaking back into your body, giving you strength to grow more muscle fibers than otherwise before, giving you the stability to solidify your bones, increasing the density of your cells, allowing your power above to then fill the same amount of space than otherwise possible before. This is how we regain the strength to fill our bodies with the light of our soul nature. This is the process of incarnation. When you ground the body, you provide strength, new structures, limited only by your own divine willpower of intent. And then, my lovely and so incredibly beautiful friends, then you can go right back to the meditation of higher self. All in the process of grounding, you are building new pathways, new bridges for the light of the soul to reach the body, and most importantly, new structures to fill, becoming that full spectrum, multidimensional, fully incarnate cosmic being. From there, one can aspire to traverse through the cosmos, unlimited by dimensions, time, or space. Bring all this newfound power of the goddess within the body now. Let all your roots retract into the body, gathering all the elements and minerals your body needs, and merge it with the core of your being, the unity heart, the Christ heart, and filter out this new strength all throughout the physical body. Grounding makes you beautiful. It helps you reflect more of your own light. So when you are ready to shine, you become all that much more radiant. And why they say pregnant mothers are glowing. Grounding is as Gaia and the Mother Goddess nurturing you to the maximum potential. The best time to do this meditation would be after you wake up or before you go to sleep, which absolutely results in deeper sleeping cycles. People use the term sleeping like a baby for a reason. We were born grounded to our mothers, just like that boat anchored to the lake bed. Which is why the lower half of the body and all that power you feel as you ground yourself below is associated with the goddess ray. And the brain, the nervous system, and the higher dimensional bodies are all associated with the male side of our cosmic nature. Ultimately, the best time to do this is directly after my meditation of higher self, or directly before. The idea is to do both equally, and then alternate between them as often as possible. It is my goal to help as many of you reach that point of unity consciousness as I possibly can. To bridge that gap unto the highest self, to the point that the highest self and the physical body are one and the same. And always remember, the power to do this, the choice to do this, this obligation is yours and yours alone. You do not need any one person or any source elsewhere but your own body, your own divine willpower to accomplish this. And nobody else will do this for you. Nature loves being part of your meditations. This technique especially, as you can then dig your bare feet into the dirt, or lay on the grass, sit on a rock, wherever your favorite spot is, to then connect to the goddess within. All my love and adoration and gratitude. Thanks for listening.